Mayor Chris Koos touts the record turnout as validation of his campaign. So does losing mayoral candidate Mark Tiratilli, who says it shows his views were heard. Yeah, but, says an Illinois State University political scientist. Eric Rankin says the flip side of that is three-quarters of registered voters didn't show up.
Trying to take a mandate or claim some level of success when you only get the feedback of 25% of the population, I think is really missing the bigger point.
Rankin says there were clear distinctions in candidate philosophies to drive participation, yet turnout remained low.
And it's not because it's not divisive. I mean, you know, this was at times a fairly divisive campaign. The issues were real, but people just aren't connecting.
Rankin says people seem to be fixated on the presidential and national cycles and don't pay heed to local contests, even though those races have a lot more direct impact on people's lives.
It can't be true that only 25% of people actually care about local issues. But boy, there's a massive disconnect when it comes time to turnout numbers. So on the one side, we're excited by the fact that we saw turnout numbers go up, but on the flip side, they are still abysmally low.
Bloomington's voter turnout was also higher than average, at just under 22%. Rankin says mayoral races tend to drive turnout at the local level, and the three-way race in Bloomington had fewer sparks than the one in Normal, which was a rematch.
It has been this way for my entire life. I just don't know what it's going to take for people to look at state and local issues the same way that they do national issues.
He says the victories in Normal of incumbent moderates and the defeat of progressive candidates in Bloomington shows that while there's a substantial block of voters on the left and right, council candidates have to appeal to moderates as well as to their base. I'm Charlie Schlenker.